This great city of Los Angeles still does not have a major league football team, but now it has two pro soccer clubs, the LA Galaxy and the new Chivas USA. Modeled after Mexico's most popular soccer team and run by the same owner, Chivas USA hopes to woo more Latino fans to the U.S. Pro League. NPR's Carrie Kahn has our story.
Chivas USA may be new on the Major League Soccer block, but it comes with an established fan base. That was evident at this preseason game at LA's Home Depot Stadium. Some 10,000 fans of Mexico's Chivas team came out to see its U.S. offshoot. And for most fans, like 16-year-old Gabby Cercado, this was their first time ever coming to an MLS game.
Never liked any of the teams, never liked the way they played. It's a completely different thing from Mexican League. It's just really different, and I never followed the MLS. That's just the way it is until Chivas USA came out.
That's what the MLS is hoping for. While the league boasts a 50% Hispanic fan base, it must get a bigger chunk of Latin American immigrants to remain viable. At 10 years old, only a few MLS teams are turning a profit. Step into the picture Mexican millionaire Jorge Vergara, who owns Mexico's Chivas team. Vergara has a track record of tailoring U.S. products for the Mexican market. In the mid-80s, he tweaked Herbalife's dietary supplement products and made millions in Mexico. He then turned to producing films like Y Tu Mamá También. Vergara says at first the MLS and the LA Galaxy weren't open to a Mexican-style club in their league.
They didn't see the potential in all these kids and all these people.
All those people are the more than 10 million Mexican immigrants living in the United States, some 2 million in Los Angeles alone. Vergara, who paid $26 million for the MLS franchise, says he'll turn a profit in 5 years and even win over LA Galaxy fans.
They're going to like more the Mexican ambience than the U.S., you will see.
At a recent Chivas USA practice, that ambience included play calls in a mix of Spanish and English. Most of the Chivas USA players are Mexican or Mexican-American. Add to that a coach from Holland, Thomas Rungen. Rungen says things get real interesting when he starts ranting at the referees in Dutch.
At least you don't get in trouble, you know, because nobody knows what you're talking about. Everybody looks at you with a big question mark above their heads going, what is he talking about? And then we'll just fall back in my Spanglish again.
Mixing languages and cultures is a challenge for the startup team, not to mention its players' disparate skill level. The major Mexican soccer stars, highly paid and adored, have little incentive to leave home. So that leaves Chivas USA mining the second string of the parent team. However, Chivas USA did manage to woo Mexican star Ramon Ramirez, despite a brief snafu over his nanny's visa. The 35-year-old Ramirez says the move north allowed him to get in one more year of play. Ramirez says the team is still getting started, and despite initial difficulties, he knows their hard work will pay off. It has been a rough start. Chivas USA lost the season opener. But attendance has been good, especially for a brand new franchise. At that preseason game, which Chivas USA lost 1-0, fans sang a standard cheer in Spanish, vowing to keep the faith. Gabby Cercado, whose voice was hoarse by minute 90, said she'll stick with Chivas USA for the long haul.
We're here no matter what. It doesn't matter what happened. The score doesn't matter. We're here because we love the team.
Sponsors are picking up on that loyalty. The new Chivas USA leads the league in sponsorships. A spokesman for the MLS says it's fielding calls from other Mexican clubs and a Spanish one, too, vying for the next franchise opening in the U.S. League. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Noah Adams.